T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, I just went to grab a pen here earlier today, down in the man cave. Looking at it right now, I have some wonderful books on the man cave shelves, including 100 Years of Pitt Basketball, believe it or not, is a book, which is a wonderful book. The Bruce Springsteen Complete, I don't know what you'd call it. That's what it's called, Bruce Springsteen Complete. It's all his songs, and I can try to play them on the guitar. A little piece of Three River Stadium turf, but my main purpose was to find a pen. So I randomly grabbed into, by the way, the pens are in an unbelievable 1960 Pirates beer mug. But I pick one up, and lo and behold, what does it say? It's a yellow, black and gold, you could say, although it's really yellow. Bob Pompiani, Just Thinking of You, KDKA, Go Steelers. I can't escape the guy, Ron. He's everywhere.
No, you can't. I thought when you were starting the story, you were going to say something like the pen exploded in your hand or your pants pocket, or that's happened to me. But, you know, you can't avoid Pompiani. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's just omnipresent.
That's a great
How are you today, Joe, other than that?
I'm good. I'm excited for the day. I'm excited for sports. I'm excited for tomorrow night, for Scherzer and Cole. I think I may write about that, Ron, as a matter of fact. A little live, not blog, but a live column.
You know what? Just something today happened that reminded me that we still have a lot of interesting stuff ahead of us. Did you see the Pirates moved up their game tonight from 7 o'clock till 5 o'clock because of the threat of rain tonight? It's not going to be on TV. You'll be able to hear it here on The Fan. But what's going to happen inevitably when we're going to get some rain and games are going to be postponed? I can't wait to see how they make them up. It's just one more challenge. There's not that many open dates, and there's not that many ways you can't bring a team really back in to play a game. It's going to be interesting to see how that worked out. I never even really thought about that until I saw them send out the note tonight that the game tonight has been moved from 7 to 5.
Yeah, I guess double headers, but what about the day out of town games, things like that? You're right. I hadn't thought about that either. I'm sure there's a lot of things that even the smartest minds, and God knows you or I aren't included in that category, Ron.
Speak for yourself now. Speak for yourself.
The smartest minds haven't even thought of. Are you ready for our grade eight? We have a big show, by the way. We have Jay Caulfield. We can finally talk some actual hockey. We have Derek Shelton. We can finally talk some actual baseball. And we have Ed Bouchette. Maybe we can talk some actual football. I wonder if Ed's mind is changing on the idea of a season actually happening. So all of that ahead. Derek Shelton at noon as the Pirates get ready for opening day, such as it is Friday night in St. Louis. All right, Ron. Number eight this morning, the Pittsburgh Blue Jays. Pending approval, the Toronto Blue Jays will call PNC Park home this season, along with the Pirates. I don't know. The story just doesn't move me in any way whatsoever. I'm glad. It's nice of the Pirates. It's good for the businesses downtown that'll get, 50 extra customers for some nights per year. I am legitimately happy for that. But other than that, I'm just emotionally unmoved by this story. You?
Yeah, absolutely. I have real mixed emotions about it. You know, now if we were able to go to the game, I mean, I'd love to go see the Yankees when they come here, the Red Sox when they come here. Like to see Glasnow and Meadows when Tampa comes here, although I don't know that Meadows is going to be ready. He tested positive. But I just have mixed feelings about it, Joe. Canada doesn't want people from the United States coming into Canada, especially they don't want their teams going back and forth to Florida, Florida teams coming into Canada. Is it really great to bring in those teams into Pittsburgh? I know if it helps the economy a little bit, I'm all for it. I just have real mixed feelings about it.
Well, if they let people in the building, the Blue Jays have some unbelievable young talent. Vlad Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, people like that. I mean, they'd be fun to watch, but last I checked, nobody's going to be in the building. Number seven, nope. Ryan Switzer making news. Our friend Ryan Switzer, Brian Bacco reporting this on his Q&A at postgazette.com. I think this was an Instagram chat, if I'm not mistaken. And Switzer says this, quote, "I believe I will be one of the best slot receivers in the NFL. I unequivocally believe that, given my opportunity. When my opportunity meets the preparation I've put in, I have no doubt I'll be up there and I'll be talked about like Edelman is, like Welker was, like Jamison Crowder is, Cole Beasley, a guy I played with in Dallas. I have no doubt that when my opportunity meets my preparation, I'll be there." What do you make of this, Ron?
Well, I mean, I have no problem with the guy being confident. I mean, it's one thing to talk the game, and it's something else to go out and see it, and we haven't really seen it since he's been here. I'm not going to, you know, dog the guy for, you know, believing in himself, because certainly nobody else is believing in him, but go out and show it. Now, I don't want to read about it. I don't want to see it on a chat. I want to see it on the field.
This is insane, Ron. Edelman is coming up again. This happened last year when Ben mentioned the name Edelman in the same sentence as Switzer. He gets
tackled. Edelman's like a borderline Hall of Famer, right? I mean, his big game production is unbelievable.
Yes. And the thing about Switzer also is that he's extremely combative and defensive. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Somebody, I guess there was an impromptu Q&A, Bacco reports, and Switzer had somebody say or ask if he's going to, quote, run the ball or keep kneeling, a reference to his 11 fair catches on 19 punt return opportunities last year. And his response was to this guy, I guess Kevin was his name. "Oh, man, Kevin, how little you know about the game of football. Gosh, the stupidity." I actually like this answer. "Gosh, the stupidity and people who don't understand the game. It's a shame because I take the brunt of it, but it's whatever." You don't win points that way, Ron. I'm sorry, you don't win points by calling fans stupid and saying, "I take the brunt of it." Look at your numbers. Look at your numbers.
No, you never win by calling the fans stupid. Even if it's true, you don't win by doing that. He's just got to shut up and play. And if he plays real well, he'll win over people. If he doesn't, they're going to continue to dog him and be all over him. But, you never win by doing that. It just, he is a very, you know, he's a, I assume, a very proud guy. He's very competitive. But you're not going to win those kind of battles.
I want to win this battle, Ron. We have 99 yards in 8 plays. It's time to go to the hurry up. Number 6, no preseason games. It's official. Will this affect the quality of regular season games?
Maybe in the beginning. I think in the beginning it's going to certainly impact, how many guys make the team. What do you expect from the younger guys who aren't going to really get to show what they do? I think we've seen them start slow even with the exhibition game. So I don't think it's a big deal. I think they'll overcome it, but I could see it affecting the game initially.
Number 5, Jorge Lopez, Royals pitcher, hit Altuve and Bregman yesterday back-to-back. Didn't look like much to me. Did it to you?
I did not see it, Joe. I did not see that. Now, I would like to know, were they breaking balls or were they fastballs in the behind? I mean, you know, you can tell usually if it's a purpose pitch. It's not a breaking ball. They want to, you know, get their message across. So I didn't see it. You know, I can't imagine they're going to be worrying about that stuff in the exhibition games, but maybe I'm wrong.
Chuba Hubbard, Oklahoma State running back, leaving Twitter and other social media sites amid backlash to his calls for social justice, says that Twitter is a playground for hate. What do you make of this?
Oh, I couldn't agree more with him for that. I mean, I absolutely think I hate it. The Twitter world is a terrible place. You see some good stuff on it. You see some stuff, some news breaks on it. I get that. It has its redeeming qualities. But overall, I'd say it's about 75% evil and 25% good. I couldn't agree more.
45 seconds on the clock, Ron. Americans, most of them, don't expect to see the NFL or college football games this fall, according to a recent Harris poll. Do you?
College football, no. I think we're going to try to. They're going to try to see what they can do with the NFL. So I'm not going to say no to that right out flat, but I will say no to college football.
Do we see Sid or Patrick Hornquist on the ice today? And if not Sid, at what point do you become concerned?
Well, apparently Rutherford said yesterday that, you know, they're all going to be healthy, all hands on deck when they get to the bubble. So I'm not real concerned. Be cautious with Sid. You know he's going to be ready. I'd like to see Hornquist get out there, though. He needs to get some work.
Let's talk about that coming up, the Sid story. Hornquist, where you want him in terms of lines, in terms of the power play. It's Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.